Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, October 4th, 2013. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Kip Stube.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe has appealed against a High Court order compelling the bank to return $1 million seized from Trojan Nickel Mine Limited's bank account at the height of the country's economic problems in 2007.
We need what is called a reading culture in our country to motivate people to read. Because our traditional publishers say books are not being bought.
An MDCT lawmaker is ejected from parliament for reading a novel while the House of Assembly is deliberating on issues of national importance.
It was boring in the extreme, and I didn't realize it was not permitted to read in parliament. Sometimes the guys in parliament bring newspapers into the house. And so I pulled a novel out of my briefcase and I was reading it.
Zimbabwe is failing to subsidize cancer treatment due to lack of funds as the country marks World Pink Day.
And it's a big day today in soccer circles as big teams are separated in the $1 million Mbada Diamonds Cup. Stay tuned for more details.
The Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe has appealed against a High Court order compelling the bank to return $1 million seized from Trojan Nickel Mine Limited's bank account at the height of the country's economic problems in 2007. There are fears that the order to retain the money will open floodgates for companies, non-governmental organizations, and individuals to also sue the RBZ. The expropriation of the funds followed a monetary statement issued by the central bank in October 2007, centralizing all foreign currency accounts.
RBZ Governor Gideon Gono released a statement in 2010 admitting that the bank forcibly took hundreds of millions of dollars in foreign currency from private accounts without either the permission or the knowledge of the account holders. According to the statement, the government needed the money in order to fund loans for state-owned companies and buy grain and provide power. These measures helped the country afloat. Those whose money was forcibly taken include the Global Fund and HIVOS. Political analyst Trevor Maisiri of the International Crisis Group says this High Court move is designed to bring this issue to an end.
I think it goes back to the issues of the rule of law and the issues of governance, because what you are looking at here is that the Reserve Bank is also confined to operations within the Reserve Bank Act. And if what it did is outside of that act, then there is no immunity that should be regarded to the Reserve Bank. It should have complied with its own regulations. I think as the central bank of the country, it should be setting the tone for other institutions operating in that sector to abide by the rule of law. Therefore, I think this appeal is misplaced and should actually be seen to be something that wants to deride the institutions of the law of the Zimbabwean government.
But was Mr. Gono right in ensuring that the government survived at that particular time?
Yeah, look, I think the issue of making government to survive was justified, but I think the means within which that was done is what is now being questioned.
What message is this sending to potential investors?
Look, I think on one end, it brings in the issue of confidence in the Court of Zimbabwe being able to rein in the Reserve Bank for having strode beyond its limitations. And then also the other thing is that on the reverse side, it shows that the institution can still at the same time justify its actions that are outside of the law. So on one hand, it promotes the investor confidence, but on the other hand, also it shows that some institutions in Zimbabwe want to operate beyond the legalities they should be confined to.
That was Trevor Maisiri of the International Crisis Group.